All right, Name That Tune has always been a favorite game. We used to play it on 107.3 WBBL. At this stage in the game for the Lost Zane Recordings, it was myself and Julius. Julius had not yet skipped out, and Ben was the producer. We took calls. We played Name That Tune. It's a lot of fun. I have this on the little free view I post on my free podcast platform for you to check out. The full show is on the Patreon, part of 11 separate shows that I post on Patreon. You've got 5 daily Patreon bonus podcasts after my free one concludes. You've got Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, where audience members take on Dale. Of course, the aforementioned Lost Zane Recordings, 2 episodes a week, Mondays and Fridays. The Insane Asylum, my 2-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100. You get it, without any commercials. And then, of course, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast near the end of the week, along with Who Are These Zanes, where Ben and I review old Eric Zane show audio at a number of other radio stations when I was much younger. And we proceed to rip me a new asshole, all on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, for just $5 or $10 a month. Oh, my God. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month, the audio, the video, the live streams. It's all there for you. Plenty of stuff for you to get lost in on my Patreon. Otherwise, enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane Recordings as we played Name That Tune, from March 7th, 2017. Let's play Name That Tune.
80s edition.
We've got Ken.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, buddy. We have Ken 2, which you will be known as Ken 2. Bob is here. Joe is here. And Brian.
How are we doing, boys?
Super.
The rules apply. If you think you know the song, shout out your name. If you can name the title of the song, terrific. You get a point. If you cannot name the artist, someone can steal, and they can get 2 points. That means a maximum of 3 points per song can be awarded. Again, if you get just the title, you do get a point. If you don't know the artist, if you do know the artist, you get 2 points. If you don't know the artist, someone else can steal and get those 2 points. Shout out your name when you think you know the answer. Here we go.
What are we doing, best to first to 5?
Well, I've got 12 songs.
Okay, perfect.
Here we go.
Bob. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
Bob nails it. Nice job, nice. Bob. Now, Bob, if you win these tickets, bad news. Only Katrina will be at the show on August 1st. The Waves will not be there.
Yeah, that's devastating.
Yeah, I know, man. All right, Bob has a point.
Not as devastating as Hurricane Katrina, but...
Hey-o.
Hi-o!
Bob has 1 point. Okay, here we go. Song number 2.
Bob
again.
I'll melt with you.
Sorry, I did give you the buzzer, but that is correct. Does anybody know who the artist is to the song Melt With You? That is Modern English, who will also be appearing at the event.
They're not so modern anymore, are they?
All right. Jesus. What, Julius, what? You just try too hard. God bless you for trying. It's just despicably unfunny.
I think Bob's a ringer.
All right. Bob has 2. Here we go. Song number 3. Song number 3. 80s songs. Name that tune.
Bob
again.
Man, no.
This is just a guess based on who the concert's going to be. But is it Men Without Hats, Safety Dance?
Yes. Wow.
Bob piecing it together with a 2-pointer. Nicely done.
He's up to 5 now.
No. He got the first 2. And he only got 1 point for each of those. And then he got 2 points on the safety dance by Men Without Hats.
No, he got 2-1-2, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no, yeah, you're right. He did. He got Katrina and the Waves, too.
Yes.
You're right. All right, here we go. Name that tune, 80s edition. Still a lot of game left, guys.
All right.
Song 4.
Oh, boy.
Joe! Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Yes!
Boom! He died. Oh.
Survivor, not going to be at the concert.
Okay, but let's see. Who got that, Joe?
Yes, Joe.
Got Joe down for 2. We got a game! Name that tune, 80s edition. Chance to win tickets for Retro Future Hot 80s Rewind. We have tickets all week for this concert before they go on sale.
Bob! Tough Enough and crap. Can't think of the artist again.
Anybody else know the artist?
I know it, Brian.
Brian!
Thunderbirds.
There it is. Brian gets 2. Bob gets 1.
Somebody has given up.
Okay, it's not Brian. It's not Bob. Joe, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Ken 2, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Ken 1, are you there?
I'm here.
Brian, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Joe, are you still there?
Joe's still here.
How about Bob?
Yeah, still here.
How about Ken number 2? That's the one. Someone answered the first time I said Ken number 2, did they not?
Yes, they did.
Ken's here.
Yeah, Ken is, but not Ken number 2. Okay, we're good to go now. Bob has 6. Brian and Joe have 2. Ken has nothing.
Still anybody's game, though.
Yep.
Song number 6.
Brian.
Hired Brian.
Brian, what is it?
Falco, Rock Me Amadeus.
Oh! Listen to this. It sounds like Revenge of the Nerds.
Man, what a wondrous time they were.
Crazy German music.
All right, that means Bob still has 6. Brian has 4. Joe 2, Ken nothing. Our next song. Here we go.
Bob! Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil.
Oh, he gets 2 more.
Unreal. Oh.
I never understood this guy's delivery.
Weird ball, dude. He's intense.
Sounds like a pukey DJ.
All right, Bob has 8. Brian has 4. Joe has 2.
All right. Next song.
Ken has 0.
Joe! 99 Red Balloons. I don't know the artist.
Bob?
We're going to take that. Bob?
Is it Nina?
It is. Bob with 2 more.
Wow.
And Joe got the point? Was it Joe who got the point?
Joe got the point, yep.
Ken, you still there?
I don't know. Probably for the best. Joe has 3 now. Bob, though, 10. Brian with 4.
Hold on.
Now, technically, this was 99 Luftballons. Is that German? Is she speaking German?
Yep. Yeah.
Singing German? Do you recognize any of these songs, Julius?
I mean, I recognize some of them, yeah. But
right.
For the most part, no. This one, I don't think I've ever heard of this one.
This one might be harder. 1, 2, 3. What does Bob have? 10?
Bob is up to 10, yes.
All right, Brian and Joe. You got to make it happen here. Here we go. Next song.
Shut
I'm going to bounce ahead a little bit.
Brian.
Brian!
Big Country.
Do you know the artist?
Yes.
Or the song title?
Wait a minute.
Wait, I saw the title.
Oh, you did? So who's the artist?
Big Country.
Then? Yes!
So wait a minute. Does he get 2 points?
Yes,
there?
He does.
Okay. That was Brian?
Yes, it was. Brian is up to 6 now.
That was all weird because the song's called In a Big Country by Big Country. All right. Here we go. Bob has 10. Brian 6. Joe 3. Next song.
Bob. Curly Shuffle. And I don't know the artist.
Anybody else know the artist? We can't sit still. We can't sit down. All right, that's going to be Jump in the Saddle. I think
and with
it.
That it? Bob wins, yeah, yes. And
Wow. Joe and Brian, thank you. We're going to say goodbye.
Pretty impressive, Bob.
Way well to
done.
Go, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob
is so incredibly 80s.
Bob, let's talk a little bit about your knowledge of 80s music, buddy. Has this been a thing with you? You've been following the 80s for a long, long time?
Well, that was my heyday, but... I also won the Christmas Name That Tune. I don't know if you recall that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you doing Don't You Know Who I Am with us?
A little bit.
You're like a savant.
Pretty good, Bob.
A musical savant.
Okay, so you've got those tickets, Bob. Who are we taking to the concert?
Probably my wife.
All right, good stuff.
Are you guys going to get dressed up in like spandex and like neon headbands?
You got to go full 80s, Bob. Okay?
Yeah. Take care.
All right, buddy. Well, in that row of people, we've got like, you know, 4 more pair of tickets to give away throughout the week. It'll be all Eric Zane Show listeners, so you'll have a good time. Thanks for playing, okay, buddy?
All right. Great.
Hang on. I'll get some information from you, and then we'll be all set. So there you go. Congrats to Bob. Remember this song?
No, I don't.
This is Sly Fox and Let's Go All the Way. This was a huge hit. And we'd play it like to a girl say, hey, you think she'll want to go all the way?
Wow, yeah, you guys were creative.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You got to remember this one. I think they probably still play this on LAV.
Oh, yeah. This is the hot new track on LAV. I hate this song. Yes, I do.
Everybody loves this song. And you got to play this at like a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
This is what they play at weddings. But each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooking of this. All right, we've got more tickets to give away. We'll give them away tomorrow on the show. All right, coming up next, we've got a new dilemma for potheads. This is something that's kind of developed lately that has a lot of people perplexed as to what exactly is happening. And it's happening in a lot of places where recreational use of pot is now A-OK. Mm. And so people, something is happening. So we need to describe that to you coming up in just a second.
That is it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show on my Patreon. Each of these episodes of the Lost Zane Recordings just... right around 3 hours a pop. You can get it as part of your subscription, I guess, to my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much for the time, though. Have a good one. Bye-bye.